One of the most ancient civilizations in the world is that of Egypt. Their discovery of writing around the 3rd millennium BC, the use they made of the River Nile, and the way they defended themselves from attack all played a major role in allowing that civilization to advance. Ancient Egypt rested on one of the world's great natural wonders, the River Nile. Thanks to the fertility of this river, which stretches from one end of the continent of Africa to the other, the Egyptians were able to engage in agriculture without having to depend on the rainy seasons. The historian Ernst Gombrich makes the following comments on the subject. Africa is hot. It does not rain for months. Many parts of the continent are therefore arid. Those regions are covered in desert. That is the case to the right and left of Egypt. It rains very infrequently in Egypt, but there is not that much need for rain, because the River Nile flows right through the middle of the country. Given its enormous strategic importance, he who controlled the Nile also controlled Egypt's most important source of trade and agriculture. In other words, its very life. Ancient Egyptian rulers built a mighty kingdom by that means. They would later come to be known as Pharaoh. The ancient Egyptians possessed a deviant belief in a great many gods. They were fiercely devoted to that belief because of their terrible bigotry. The people of ancient Egypt were greatly influenced by their natural environment. The country's physical geography protected it very well from external threats. Egypt was surrounded by deserts, mountainous lands, and seas on all sides. There were two routes for an attacker to enter the country, and it was a simple task for the Egyptian army to defend them. The Egyptians remained isolated from the external world thanks to these natural factors. Over the centuries, that separation turned into harsh bigotry. Closed to new developments and reform, they clung fiercely to their beliefs. Life after death formed the most important component of Egyptian belief. It was believed that the soul survived after the death of the body and that the soul of the deceased was held to account. Scales were brought and witnesses summoned, and the good and bad deeds of the deceased were discussed. Then the judge, God, reached his verdict. Those whose good deeds weighed heaviest in the scales would lead a life of endless joy, and those whose evil deeds weighed heaviest would suffer eternal torment. It is impossible not to see that the Egyptians' belief in the afterlife showed parallels with monotheistic belief and the true religion. This shows that ancient Egyptian civilization had once been part of the true religion and its revelation. That religion was later corrupted, however, and belief in one God turned into belief in many. We know that from time to time messengers were sent to warn people of the oneness of God and to serve Him. One of these was the prophet Yusuf, whose life is set out in the Quran in some detail. The prophet Yusuf migrated to Egypt with the people of Israel and settled there. After his death, there began a period of enslavement of the children of Israel. That age would end with the sending of the prophet Musa as an ambassador and his leading the children of Israel out of Egypt.